Our final presenter is Dr. Ferrata. She is a professor of trauma and acute care surgery at Virginia Commonwealth University. She's the director of the Critical Care Fellowship, as well as the medical director for trauma and the surgical ICU as well. She is the chair-elect of the Young Fellows Association. She holds numerous leadership positions within trauma organizations around the country and has been nationally recognized for her teaching, humanism, and leadership. We're very privileged to have her joining us today.
Well, thank you for that very generous introduction. I am going to get out of the podium if I can, just because I am not short. I am fun size. Right, better, right? Okay, so in the next few minutes, we're going to talk about strategies to get what you deserve. I have no financial disclosures in the sense that nobody's paying me to say what I'm going to say, but I have a bunch of biases, and they will become clear by the end of the talk. So take everything that I say with a grain of salt. The talk was get everything what you deserve in promotion and tenure, but then I started thinking you do not need an academic career to have a successful career, especially if you're going to be a surgeon leader. So yes, it's important to talk about promotion and tenure, but you don't need to become professor to be happy. So as we heard from Dr. Spain, as we heard from Dr. Turner, the most important thing to have is introspection and reflection. And that's really hard to do when you have the schedules that we have every day, and especially when you're a trauma surgeon and keep getting pagers or keep getting tweets or keep getting emails. So it's key that you have time protected for yourself to do that. It's important that you know who you are, what are your strengths, what are your opportunities, and I mean opportunities because I strongly believe that every challenge can become an opportunity. What makes you happy and what doesn't make you happy, maybe you can give it to somebody else, and then that will be an opportunity for that somebody else. The most important person that you need to impress is yourself. It's great when you're proud of the person that is staring at you back at the mirror, right? If you are on the way, impress your dean and your division chair, that's good too. But more importantly is that you're happy with what you're doing. And go with me for this for a minute. What does all heroes have in common? And these are fake heroes, but we all know that there's real life heroes, right? So they're all in the status quo, they're normal people, they're just walking around, and all of a sudden there's a call for adventure. They need to go save somebody, right? And that creates a little bit of stress, but he's a hero, so that person goes. And then they get mentoring and sponsoring, and somebody tells them, hey, this is how I did it, this is who you have to talk, and this is how you slay some dragons. And then the hero has to like do a bunch of things and challenges and slay some dragons, and the dragons get bigger and bigger. And then all of a sudden, he's like, oh my God, you go in a moment where you think, no, not you, the fellow, that the hero thinks they're gonna die because they are like with the biggest dragon. And they go in a time of crisis. And they are faced with the worst fears. And they think that they're gonna die. And sometimes in the story, the hero dies and comes back as a spirit. But if the hero slays the biggest, baddest dragon, then it goes and reaches the top, right? Now the hero has conquered it all. And now he's at a better stage and has become really true the hero. So this cycle that I talked about is every fake and true life hero that you can imagine. They have a status quo, they get called adventure, they departure, they have some trials, they get approached to the dragon, then they get into the crisis, they kill the dragon, they get the treasure, and then all of a sudden they're happy, they have resolution, and they go back to the status quo. But not the same status quo because now they're a hero. And if you think about this, this is not only every hero that you have heard of, this is also yourself, right? From residency to fellowship, from fellowship to assistant professor, to associate professor, to professor, parenthood. I can tell you a couple of things that have make you go through that cycle over and over again so you can become the hero of your own story. This has been written by Joseph Campbell. He's the hero with 1,000 faces. And I think it's teaches us a lot about resilience and how do we need to be able to get up from our failures. And I know that the talks, we're supposed to talk about success, but all the talks talk about failure. But I truly believe that failure really can teach you a lot. So why do we stress? Why would we burn out? Because we all know that good stress, we need that good stress, right? But when the stress becomes fatigue and then you don't want to do your job anymore, it's because we perceive all those stressful things as dangerous, and then we start having some fear of failing. Every failure should be first attempt in learning. We should all understand, be very comfortable with failure, right? There's no way that we're going to learn how to walk if you don't accept that you're going to fall. Just think about it for a little bit. I believe that we were all born with growth mindsets. We were all born thinking we're going to fail and that's okay. Because if we were not, we were all being wheelchairs. Because I don't think one of us got up and walked immediately without falling a couple of times, without hurting your knees or riding a bike or whatever it was, right? It's life and work that makes us afraid of failing or our environment. So the academic pillars that we see in academic medicine are professional competence and activity, so primarily for clinicians, research and creative work, teaching, and university and professional and public service. I'm going to go on a limb here and that everybody here is a surgeon, correct? Yes? Is anybody here not a surgeon? Okay. But what is it? Will be surgeons. Okay, great. So we all have learning curves and it's okay. And even though we want to recognize it or not, when you graduate from fellowship, you're not ready to take care of the horrible cardiac injury on your own, even if you think you can do it alone. Call for help is needed. Nobody is going to think that that's a sign of weakness. And if that person thinks that's a sign of weakness, then he's the weak one. He or she's the weak one. It's not you. Don't be afraid to explore new techniques and use your resources, but in order to use your resources, you have to understand what resources do you have available in your institution. I believe strongly that clinical acumen is key. Especially if you want to be a surgeon leader, nobody's going to follow somebody that is incompetent or somebody that you cannot trust in the operating room. I mean, I'm not saying that they all have to be whiz. We all at some point, you know, need help. However, you have to acquire this clinical acumen. It's super important. Research, there's a lot of resources to get funding, but there's a lot of publications that you might want to have your base before you start applying for funding. Make sure that your publications are meaningful. You know, it's not another checking your CV, which it will be okay, but at the end, in order to build your portfolio, you have to link things that you do. Collaborate with partners in investigation, and as Dr. Turner said, be open to have your work being QI. It's not going to be perfect, and some people are going to criticize it, so don't take it personally, you know? Just relax. Everybody goes through different type of feedback. Teaching. I can assure you that if you go to any program director or clerkship director, they're going to be ecstatic to have you collaborate and teach and be part of the teaching of medical students and even nurses if you're open to that. I think for me, it worked to create a theme for myself. So I do surgeon perform ultrasound, and I teach surgeon perform ultrasound, and I write surgeon perform ultrasound, and I publish the same thing that I teach. So it kind of creates an area of expertise. And for people that want to publish about the scholarly of teaching, you know, something that we're not taught in general surgery is qualitative research. And I think that's of key importance. And there's courses that can teach you how to be good at that. Service is volunteer work. Your sponsors and your mentors can help you get involved in local, national, international opportunities. But this, I have to agree with Dr. Spain, value your time. If you're saying yes to everything, you're saying no to something, and that something is most likely yourself. I think that if you don't value your time, nobody else will do it. If you say yes to everything, your yes start having meaning, right? Especially if they can ask you for things like last minute, and you know you don't value your time. So I was going through social media and I saw this Debbie Downer post, and I'm like, oh, to be a doctor, you have to go through disappointment, persistent, hard work, huge risk, less late nights, struggle, competition, discipline. And I'm like, you know what? For everything in life, you have to go through this. I don't think everything that you want to be successful. Do not expect that success is going to come like, oh, because you were blessed and you were like, every time that I ask somebody that I really want to be like them, I'm like, hey, how do I become you? I was at the right time, at the right place. And I'm like, I have never been that blessed. Everything that I have done has a huge amount of work and huge amount of sacrifice. And I think that's for the majority of us. So in order to get to what you deserve, I think focus on your happiness. We do better what we enjoy doing. Learn your environment so you can collaborate. The process of promotion tenure is different in every institution, but we value the same things. And everything, absolutely everything, is an opportunity. We never lose if we either win or learn, right? We never lose. Because everything is an opportunity. Find your support system, especially personally for me, is when a patient is doing poorly, when a patient dies, it's really taxing. So I know what my support system is. You don't have to do this alone if we can do this together. Getting what you want is simple, but it's not easy. You're going to have to have all of those things that the Debbie Downer post said. You're going to have to work hard in order to get what you deserve. This is also important. Don't resent other people's success. This is a waste of time. Instead of resenting the people's success, collaborate, because collaboration is a new competition. This is how we get places. Nothing about academic surgery or surgeon leader or everything that we're going to do is easy, but everything about it is worth it, every second. So my personal strategies for happiness, I find meaning on my daily work. I'm a trauma surgeon, so for me, having somebody survive something that might not have been survivable, I think that is awesome, even though the patient complains about how big the scar was. I don't care. We all have a pack, right? I know who my friends are, who's my pack, and who I can be myself with. I find purpose in what I do. I understand that you do not give your power away. Everything that we do is a choice. You might want to say, oh, you have to show up to work. Even that's a choice, right? So do not give that power away. You have the power to guide your life to where you want it to become. And pay it back and pay it forward. There's nothing better than having somebody that you mentor get a huge reward or do great in life. That is it for my part. This is my email and my Twitter handle, and I'm open for questions. I think we're going to ask Dr. Spain to pass here, and thank you for your time.